BBC Radio Somerset. Good morning, Charlie Taylor here, live with you through till 10 o'clock today. And in Weston-super-Mare later on, people are gathering to celebrate the life and legacy of Jill Dando, one of Britain's most cherished journalists. A blue plaque is being unveiled at the Weston Mercury building, the very place where Jill began her career in journalism at 18 years old, fresh out of world school. Well, Georgie Tinker is the principal of Heronsmoor Academy, where they have a Jill Dando Good News Room, which I really like the sound of. Georgie, good morning. Tell us about what inspired this creation of Jill Dando News after her passing.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. It's really lovely to be here this morning. We're really excited. We're very new on this journey. But originally, Jill Dando's News, well, it began actually in 2016 when students at Jill's former school in Wirral, just not very far from us at all, decided to honour her writing by the kind of uplifting stories that she loved. So they created a small good news room, actually in a head teacher's office at that time, and began reporting positive news from their school and from their community. And they recognised very quickly that she was a beacon of kindness and positivity. Mm. And that spark has grown as the project today.
Well, tell me about it today then, your newsroom. What's this like?
Yeah, well, we're only in our second week, but the excitement is absolutely incredible. So at the moment, the children are meeting weekly on a Thursday lunchtime in a classroom, and it's called our Good News Room, where they base themselves to create positive stories and their stories come to life. Their enthusiasm, it's only been a couple of weeks, is just off the scale. Already yesterday, they took part in a real workshop with Nigel Dando and another professional journalist as well, and it's just great to see them being able to be inspired by real professionals. It's fantastic.
Nigel used to work for the BBC, a bit like his sister, and locally here in the West Country, and has worked tirelessly, hasn't he, in trying to keep Jill's legacy going, to make these sorts of things happen. So that must have been lovely to work with him. So why do you think it is so important to focus on uplifting stories?
It's absolutely vital, really, especially for young minds nowadays. Children are just surrounded, I feel, by relentless negativity, whether it's on the news or social media. And we are talking about mental health and well-being. And I think that positive storytelling is a really practical way of supporting it. We're a school that welcomes, we have no outsiders, everybody's welcome. And we always look for stories of hope and kindness in the community. And it really helps them realise the good things that happen around us every single day.
I think that's great. Really important part of journalism. It's not all doom and gloom. Thank you, Georgie, for telling us about it. It's great to speak to you. Georgie Tinker, the principal of Heronsmoor Academy, where they have a Jill Dando's Good News Room. Really love that.